Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We're not going to take it anymore. Hey, Joe on the radio, 806 on AM 970, The Answer. Proud to be the flagship station for all of Salem Media, and so honored to have you listen to us every single morning. Just crazy, crazy times. That's what we always appreciate when General Jack Keane takes the time. A very, very busy man, a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War and Fox News senior strategic analyst. General Keane, welcome back to the show. Always grateful that you take the time to join us, sir.
Delighted to be here, Joe.
Well, and also, you know, I was driving last night to an event, and I had Fox Business on the radio, and you were great with Larry Kudlow. Larry's a friend, you know. That was a great, but he had you on, and you got into, you started talking about the hostage situation. General Keane, people are forgetting, we still have hostages. We have, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, American hostages being held by Hamas, and we seem to, and what are we doing about it, dare I ask, General Keane, please?
Well, the state of Israel has been attempting to make a deal for those hostages ever since the last deal was made in November of last year, when 105 were released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, you know, over a six-week period.
Yeah.
And the reality is, Hamas has been very steadfast, because they believe the wind is at their back. So since December of last year, Sinwar, who's the Hamas leader, really calling the shots in Gaza, his political masters respond to him, not vice versa, you know, who are doing the negotiations. And his conditions have been pretty simple. Permanent ceasefire and withdraw all troops. And that's why we haven't made any progress in terms of hostage release all of these months. And it's really unfortunate. And our president doesn't talk about the hostages, unfortunately. And I think every time he's discussing Israel, he should discuss two things. The existential threat that is being committed against Israel, and we're talking about Israel's survivability here, and also the hostages. But the reality is, in my mind, the president micromanaging the war from his perspective and how Israel should conduct a military campaign, and now holding back valued ammunition and weapons, strengthens Hamas's hand in these negotiations. And also, it shows our adversaries that we're not willing to support an ally as close as Israel 100%. It's so unfortunate, Joe. It falls on the heels of something we did that was very good. The U.S.-led coalition to help defend Israel against Iranian's massive missile attack. And here we have the president walking away from providing Israel with the ammunition and weapons that they need to survive this existential threat against the nation state.
And what's unconscionable that and I heard you talking yesterday with Larry about the weapons, the type of weapons, because I heard our friend at Salem, Hugh Hewitt, said, well, you know, these are precision bombs that Biden is not giving, that he's not giving to Israel. But you said it kind of, what categories, or should we even put the weapons that go to Israel in categories, sir? Should we just, without categorizing these weapons, we should just send Israel what they need? Your opinion in that regard, General Keane?
Israel knows what they need, and if we have that weapon system, then we should provide it. What is at issue here are 2,000-pound bombs and 500-pound bombs, multiple thousands. And those are what we refer to as dumb bombs, in the sense that they're not precision-guided. And the concern is that Israel used these bombs early on in the war And they know full well, why did they use them? They used them because they penetrate deep, and they were trying to destroy the tunnels
right.
that were beneath the buildings. But it also destroyed the building. And they certainly have learned from that. But that doesn't mean these bombs still don't have value. I mean, there's plenty of tunnels that run throughout Gaza and other targets that these bombs are useful in having without intending and being concerned about civilian casualties. And also, Israel has to deal with Hezbollah at some point. Hezbollah has displaced 80,000 Israelis in northern Israel. And if they don't pull back, the Israelis are going to have to conduct an air campaign to force them back. So give them the ammunition that they need and let them make the judgment in how best to use that ammunition. And that's really what the issue is here. And we should stay out of meddling in how Israel conducts its military operation.
Yeah, not to mention removing Benjamin Netanyahu, which, I mean, I talked to friends in Israel. They just said they were, the Israelis, like Netanyahu or not, were appalled that America would even try to meddle. But with Joe Biden, who's dictating this in the White House, do you think, General Keane, to say, don't send, weapons to Israel because they could placate Minnesota and Michigan and some of the people there that don't like Israel? I mean, Biden, at last I heard, was always a friend of Israel and now just seems to be completely turning his back on our only friends in the Middle East, our only true friends in the Middle East, sir.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that Israel has all the munitions that it needs right now to conduct the operation in Rafah. Hmm. So what is this really about? And my friends who are political experts tell me this is more about politics than the election than anything else. And here we are willing to wire brush Israel in front of the entire world. And that's the problem I have with it. Do they consider the consequences? It strengthens Hamas's hand. Ukraine and Taiwan look at this and say, what's going on with the United States? That on the one hand, they're for you, and then the next thing you know, they're pulling back from you. And our adversaries got to look at this and see weakness once again on the part of the administration. And I think every time Biden speaks, he should really talk about what is at stake here. This is an existential threat to the very survivability of the state of Israel. This is what Hamas and the Iranian proxies in Iran are trying to do, destroy the state of Israel, destroy the people's willingness to live there. That is what is at stake. And we should remind the American people every time the president speaks, he should be talking about that and provide moral clarity to what is happening here. It's Hamas who's seeking martyrdom of tens of thousands of people because it results in political isolation and widespread international condemnation of Israel. They want those casualties. There's not a single tunnel complex that the people in Gaza can use to protect themselves from the horrors of war. That's designed by Hamas. They want the casualties, and the president should speak to that and pin the rose where it deserves to be pinned, and certainly not on Israel.
And you said, and we appreciate your time so much, General Keane. I know how busy you are, sir, but you said this guy Sinwar in Hamas has the wind at his back because of the protests going on, because what he's seeing. I mean, kids wearing the Hamas headband terrorizing Jewish students on college campuses in America. That's got to embolden Hamas, yes?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And sources in Israel, they are infuriated by it and shocked. Is the other word that the Israelis are using to see on international television American students behaving as you just suggested. It's one thing to be pro-Palestinian. It's another thing, which is at the heart of this, is to be pro-Hamas. And they're fundamentally anti-American when you put together Antifa and these other groups who they really are. The undercurrent of all of these groups is anti-American. And this just happens to be the latest cause to be able to diminish America.
Yeah, so true. General Jack Keane, before we let you go, sir, Bibi Netanyahu saying, if we need to stand alone, we will stand alone. And today we are much stronger. We are determined and we are united in order to defeat our enemies and those who want to destroy us. So Israel can survive without America if we don't supply the weapons. I mean, that seems to be
the... I mean, the majority of the American people are supporting Israel, and the president, while he's done this thing, which I think is shocking, he will have to provide and continue to provide weapon systems that the Israelis need. He cannot abandon Israel. If that happened, the American people would abandon this president.
Yeah, so true. General Jack Keane, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Thank you always. It's a privilege to have you with us, sir.
Talking to you and your audience, Joe, as always.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Godspeed. General Jack Keane right there, retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, knows what's going on militarily, Fox News senior strategic analyst as well, and not to give the weapons to Israel when they need it, yet give the weapons to Ukraine and to help out Gaza, which, you want to help out the Gazans, but goodness gracious, to not give weapons. And then this, and it was searing, really. I'm in the car, and I'm driving, and I just happened to punch up a Fox Business on Sirius XM, and when I wasn't listening to AM 970, The Answer, of course, and the general was talking to Larry Kudlow, her buddy. It was a great interview, but it's like scary that they what about the hostages? How do we not even talk about the hostages? If you're president of the United States and then you have American hostages being held, and the one like Josh Gottheimer told us about in Tenafly, New Jersey, and the guy and Biden's out there just campaigning and then just trashing Trump and not even talking about it, not even mentioning it. That's why I say, with the greatest of respect, the greatest of humility, and with great measured approach, we've got to change things. You just can't keep it the way it is. You can't. This keeps going, and for a guy of General Keane's status and knowledge of war, for him to say that Hamas has, and to use the general's words, the wind at their back, because of what's happening on campuses, I just can't believe we are where we are, and hopefully we'll get there. 8:17 in the morning with Joe on the radio, and Congressman Jeff Van Drew will be down tomorrow at this big. It's just actually a big event for Jeff Van Drew as well, and putting this whole thing together. It's a Wildwood rally, and you got to get there early. Joe Sebelia putting together the logistics of it all is very, very, because of all the security. Just to going down there, it's going to be, we invite everybody to go down. At 5 o'clock, this starts, Joe. Is that when this hits? Is that right?
I believe he is indisposed at the moment. So I think he's vomiting at the fact that he may or may not get a chance to meet the former president. So I think that's...
No, yeah. Because he's always working the phones, grabbing the phone. Let me tell you, it's like he asked me 10,000 times, do you want me there? Should I go? Do you want me there? I said no, because you have got, it's very strict security-wise.
Yeah,
you
the problem is that he is essentially going to be on the outside looking in and is really not going to be able to do anything if something goes wrong.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Trust me. When I was there, 2020. Was that 2020 you said, Al?
Yes.
I was down there last time.
Yes.
At Wildwood. And it was great. And I had all by myself, I went down.
Right.
Just to be a fly on the wall.
Right.
And it was great. But I knew people
in the
campaign. But you're
Joe Piscopo. Yeah, but this is...
Do you know who I am?
No. Seriously. This is not a Beyond the People thing. They don't mistake you for Joe Pesci. They know that you're Joe Piscopo.
That's right.
They're not going to let him in. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, this is my...
No, I know. But if Joe is... But, and also, after... I chat with President Trump. Yeah, I'm going to do a couple seconds, boom, 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 try to pass on that idea of a presidential inner-city task force that Gianno Caldwell and I would love to do. And then I'm going to be stuck somewhere, and I'll go – you know, it's a phenomenal thing to watch. So that's what – I want Joe at a young age.
Just don't be like Chris Christie, walking around looking for people, like trying to, like, you know, please notice me. Please notice me. I'm the former governor.
You know. Well, I don't think he's going to be there.
No. He'll be too busy shoving something in his
mouth. Now. You know, Jeff Van Drew will be on the air with us momentarily, and we're going to get into it, because I do want to ask the president about the windmills. That, I don't know how, in New Jersey, things keep happening, and we have no vote, not an amendment or a referendum on a ballot, nothing. They just do things, and they just run with it. And I don't understand that. So we'll talk to Jeff Andrew, and the congressman will tell us what he can do on a federal level with the help of hopefully President Trump to stop the windmills that they're going to just destroy the wildlife, the fishing, and our beautiful treasure, the New Jersey shore. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic. How are we doing out there this morning, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. 17 eastbound, bumper to bumper, down by exit 128 in Chester. It's all due to a car fire. That's slowing everybody down big time. 202 getting out toward Hampton Corner Road in Raritan, down pole from an earlier crash. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 40 minutes. Lincoln 15, Holland still waiting 20. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx westbound, slowing down by the Sheridan. It's an accident. It's kind of busy right now on the Harlem River Drive southbound, down through the 140s. The Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, an accident. Traffic is slowing down at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. And watch for some pockets of volume on the Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook northbound right at the Southern State. Accident with a car right into the woods. That is slowing everybody down quite a bit with some rubbernecking here. Meadowbrook northbound heading right up toward the Southern State Parkway. Checking in on the forecast. Periods of rain today with a high of 53. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, that's me. Thanks, Debbie Duhaime. All right, Route 22 Toyota. I got, you know, the memorable savings all month long. And I'm going to tell you, look at this. Please listen to this, because sometimes you just hear certain things on the radio. And if this doesn't get you to Route 22 Toyota, because I'm telling you, they will make a deal with you like you can't believe. How about they could save you up to $6,500 off, as well as 0% financing up to 72 months on select models. And you know, and 0% isn't something that most auto manufacturers are offering, but it's a memorable event at Route 22 Toyota. And then how about the low lease offers? You ready? Alex said his team can structure a lease for qualified buyers on all your favorite Toyota models with, here it goes, zero down. Here's the number, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. Talk about memorable savings. You speak with someone on Alex's team about a brand new Toyota from Route 22 Toyota, where everyone drives with their goal for 100% credit approval. 100% credit approval. You got to get over to Hillside, New Jersey, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, Route22Toyota.com. Experience memorable savings all month long from Route 22 Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
Charlie Kirk says it's a narrow margin.
Roughly 244 million Americans will be eligible to vote, but 99.5% will not be deciders. They won't vote or will always vote the same way. Both campaigns are now obsessed with six states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Congressman Jeff Andrews standing by. Let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers, if I may. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country every single day. Heroes like United States Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. You've seen the major on television with the Tunnel to Towers announcements. And Tunnel to Towers, you know what they did? Paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home gives him hope. And with help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Please join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate, please. $11 a month. That's all we ask. To Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T, the number 2, and then T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 826 on this May 10th. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. And we wish you all the very, very best, you know, and thank you for the moms, you know. I always talk about my mom, losing my mom. Never realized truly, and it made me, I'll tell you, I've been inspired. I've been fired up. I want to do more when I watched my mother take her last breaths, if I may. I saw her fighting, and she would always say, I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. Like that, you know? God bless her. The spirit, the legacy. So, and I know my friend Andre Saya, the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, just lost his mom, and we extend our condolences on behalf of the radio station to Mayor Saya in Paterson on the loss of his mom. You know, and I just told Andre, the legacy will live on through our mothers indeed on this Mother's Day. Congressman Jeff Van Drew is the man representing New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, doing just a great job. The true epitome of a true public servant is Jeff Van Drew, and kind enough to join us this morning. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
It's always good to be with you, Joe. Good morning.
Well, you're the man. You're the man. Before we get to the issues of the day, I send a note, and you're listening to Jeff and Joe on the radio. I know. So I send a note to your office. If you need me, I'm there. And then I send a note to President Trump's office, Congressman, and I said, if the president needs me, I'm there. So the president's office got back, and your office sent a nice message, thank you. And then the president said, yeah, if Joe wants to come down, we'll give him, you know, a couple minutes to chat on camera, and we're going to do that. So thank you for that, Jeff. I would never have done it, Congressman, if you didn't give the impetus. You said, last time we chatted on this very show, Piscopo, you better be there. I heard you loud and clear, sir. So.
Absolutely, man. Be there or be square. Remember that old saying? Hey, you know what? The president loves you. Spoke to him about you, and you know, obviously he remembers you and knows you and has kept up to date with you and is really proud of the work you're doing. So I know it's going to be.
You know what, too, and I want to put all the discourse aside because I remember, and I don't know how I'm going to ask this on camera because I want you got to get hit to the, you guys are on such a great a schedule. Secret Service is there, and this is like, you run this like a military operation down there, Congressman, and we respect that. But I wanted to ask the president, Congressman, I wanted to say, hey, remember the good old days in New York? I don't know if I have the guts to say that, but you know, it was easier back then. Congressman, it was just nicer. It was easier. And we were all, by the way, including the president, Democrats. But everybody was nice. There was no hate. And then I'm watching what's happening with this trial in New York. What has New York turned into, you know? I don't want to get that negative, but it's so unsettling in that regard. And the criticism has just got to stop. But let me go to the heart of the matter, if I may, Congressman. On these windmills, do you think it's just that I asked the president about that? Mr. President, can you work with Congressman Van Drew and stop this? Jeff, we don't have a vote. They're putting these windmills up. I saw how condensed they are off the beautiful Jersey Shore. Will there be federal legislation to stop it, sir?
We're working on it, and we did have legislation, and it's really complicated, but it would have stopped them for at least a year. And it was going through the budgetary process. It went through appropriations. We got it done on the House side. And then the Senate, and I don't mean to be partisan. This is, we have some great days coming up for everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, with the president coming here. But the truth was, The Democrats stopped it. So we're going to put that legislation in. But most importantly, let me get to the real nub of this thing here. When President Trump becomes the president of the United States, he is going to do everything he can to stop these industrial wind turbines. And he's going to work at it. He is on the same page with you and I and the vast majority of New Jerseyans and the vast majority, not of just New Jerseyans, of Americans who know this is wrong to do to our oceans, to do to our whales, to do to our environment, to do to our utility payers that are going to be paying much, much more for their utilities. It's just a bad thing. There's nothing good about it. And he's going to be fighting there along with us. And that's why it's so, just one of the many, many reasons it's so important, Joe, that he be elected president. And one more quick thing. You're right. America is a great, it's an amazing, exceptional nation. There's never been anything like it in the history of the world. And we're squandering it. Not you and me when I say we, but some of the people right now. And you know, the negativity that you feel and the anger and the hate and the weakness all stems, I'm sorry to say, from this president and this administration, which vacillates in foreign affairs, which has hurt us domestically, which has left our borders open, which has demeaned our police, which has demeaned our military in many ways, where there's a record low number of enlistments, and I can go on and on and on, who actually puts our Social Security and Medicare in peril and then says that Republicans want to stop Social Security and Medicare. Absolutely not true. We will do everything we can to fight to keep it, and we will keep it, but they're hurting our country. This is greater than just the words Republican and Democrat. This is about keeping our republic in this wonderful nation.
And keeping Congressman Jeff Van Drew in office down there, doing such a great job in New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. It's so true. How do you say it, Congressman, that we are, if God forbid, this administration is reelected, I can't even imagine what's going to happen. The world is on fire, Congressman. The world is on fire. And this must really incense you, Jeff Van Drew, while we have you, if I may, sir, that the president's not sticking behind Israel. He's walking the line saying, we're not going to give certain weapons to Israel in the time of war. And so Hamas is dancing in the streets because of this president. It must infuriate you, Jeff.
It does infuriate me. It actually hurts. You know, you alluded to it before. You know, there was a time, whether you were a Republican or a Democrat, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You loved our nation and you stood behind our closest of close allies. I mean, what he's doing to Israel now, literally stabbing them in the back. I mean, to say that and do that, you're right. Hamas is saying, look how weak the United States is. And the goals they had when they have these demonstrations and do what they're doing internally in the United States of America, they're achieving them because the president is so scared. He's so scared he's going to lose a few votes. You know, I am of the theory, Joe, that if you do the right thing in leadership, stand up for what's right and are strong, even people when they disagree with you will still stand behind you because they know that you're strong and they know that you believe in America. It's everything this president is not doing. I was horrified by that. We're doing legislation again, but it only can do so much because we need to get the Senate and we need to win the presidency and we need a stronger majority in the House. But I spoke to the Speaker and the Majority Leader yesterday. We're doing legislation, I and a few others, essentially condemning what the president is doing here and letting our friends in Israel know that we do stand behind them.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Jeff, I got to congratulate you before we let you go, sir, because this is your neighborhood. This is your Wildwood is it. It's the Jersey Shore, and I know you played a big part in getting President Trump down there. And I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever you are, it's huge for Jersey. It's huge for Jersey. It's exciting. It's like a rock concert, and you're going to be up there addressing they're estimating 40,000 people, and hopefully I'll get a chance to say hi to you, but we wish you all the best, and I know the crowds are going to be fired up to see you, Jeff Van Drew, and thanks for all that you do for this really great state with really great people. Politics aside, you're a true Jersey guy, Jeff Van Drew. We appreciate that more than we could tell you, sir.
Joe, I appreciate you, and you're right. You know what? Again, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever, this is exciting. You know, the Democrats always take New Jersey for granted,
yep,
statewide. They think they're always going to win it. And
yep,
quite frankly, the Republicans kind of just give up and say, oh, it's New Jersey, you know, nothing's, you know, really going to happen there, so we're not going to do anything. This president, Donald Trump, loves New Jersey. He's not giving up on New Jersey or New York, for that matter, or Pennsylvania, because we are going to have people there from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, from the whole tri-state area and beyond, because people are looking for leadership. They're looking to save the republic. And let me tell you, Joe Piscopo, you're a big part of that, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for making it so easy. We'll be down, you know, getting down there tomorrow. I'll see you down there, Congressman. Look forward to it. Godspeed. All right, go get him. Go get him. Jeff Van Drew, we'll be watching. We'll be there, and can't wait to see you, my friend.
Same right back at you. God bless you and everyone. Take
thanks,
care.
Thanks, Congressman. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, representing New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. And when I tell you True Jersey, Jeff is there down the shore. It's in Wildwood, New Jersey. Does anybody care? You know what? They do care. It's like you got Mr. Van Drew down there, and then he brings President Trump down there, and it's going to be like a rock concert. And we're going to be, I'll tell you, and just, it's just a nice, good feel that we need nowadays in these horrific times in politics. And we don't, and if you're, you know, whatever you are, come on down, and we're going to have some fun down the shore tomorrow with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Hey, 8:36, it's Al's in the newsroom.
Oh, yeah, no, you're going to say it, Pat. Go ahead. No, you're going to say it. Ahead,
fatty liver. Did you hear from the doctor yet, please?
Nope.
Did you ever?
Nope.
How can the doctor not call you back? You have a fatty liver.
I know.
Huh? Yeah, come
it's
on.
Keep getting fat. It's going to keep getting fat. I'm going to be like Dom DeLuise in Fatso. That's me.
That's when me. He brings a Chinese food home and eats the whole thing.
Yep.
I felt so sorry for him. Dom DeLuise was great.
How when he's feeding his brother. Oh. And he's trying to put the butter on the bread for him. And he's like, no, I don't want it. No, but you need butter on the bread. You don't understand. Fantastic.
It really is.
What a great
movie. And Bancroft. And Bancroft directed that. Yep. Unbelievable, man.
Fantastic movie. So, fantastic.
Al, will you please call your doctor? Call him, say, look, I have a hoagie. I'm scoffing a hoagie. My liver is getting fatter. Could you please talk to me? Can you do that?
I'm not doing that. I'm too busy.
Oh, man.
Too busy.
They're going to call back. All right. Well, Al is in the newsroom. It's 8:37. It's Friday. It's May 10th on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A report shows New York City's public workforce is increasing for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic started. State Controller Tom DiNapoli, his report shows the city is projected to end the 2024 fiscal year in June with at least 283,000 full-time employees. That's up by a little more than 1,000 workers compared to June of last year. City staffing levels still remain about 5% below what they were pre-pandemic in the fiscal year 2020 budget. The state of New Jersey has assigned a monitor to help the Nutley School District manage its multi-million-dollar deficit. At this week's board meeting, members learned the state is providing the district with an interest-free loan to bail out the district from its $7 million shortfall this school year. Parents attending the meeting objected to the burden the loan will place on the school. They also questioned the assignment of a state monitor, with some offering to provide financial counseling themselves. The state monitor, Jeanette Mackus, explained that the shortfall originated with the school's business administrator, who withdrew the money and reallocated it to other areas. The administrator has since been placed on leave. In sports, Rangers remaining red hot. They topped the Hurricanes 3-2 in overtime of Game 3 in Carolina. Artemi Panarin scoring the game winner just under 2 minutes into overtime. Blue Shirts 7-0 during their playoff run. That's their best start in the playoffs since 1994. When, by the way, they won the Stanley Cup. Astros over the Yankees by the final of 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx West. Heavy traffic through the Sheridan. Accident just cleared. You're still kind of busy on the Bruckner West, right at the Bronx River Parkway with the collision. Delays building quickly. Let's go out to the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike. A crash taking one lane. Meadowbrook North by the Southern State. It's an accident. Car into the woods. A lot of police department activity here, Meadowbrook North, right at the Southern State. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 40-minute delay. Lincoln 15, Holland still 20 to 25. It's still terrible on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound truck lanes by exit 13. It's an accident with two lanes, blocks of bumper-to-bumper traffic. Newark down through Elizabeth on the Turnpike southbound in the truck lanes. Try the car lanes. Let's go out to 34 North into Allaire Road in Wall Township. That's a flipped-over vehicle. Take it slowly with the wet pavement this morning. Looks like periods of rain today with a high of 53. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Thank you so much. That's Matt. Thank you, Matt. Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. You know, I have the opportunity to meet so many great folks, community-minded folks, like Congressman Van Drew and, you know, so many nice people. And when I went to Brosnan Risk Consultants and we went up to the headquarters at Brosnan Risk, man, I got to tell you, I met more great people, more great, if I may, patriots, you know, who have dedicated their life to law enforcement. That's what Brosnan Risk Consultants are. And founded by Pat Brosnan, and Pat is a decorated retired NYPD detective, just stopping crime in its tracks in the Bronx, you know. And now more than ever, you got to be diligent protecting the business that you work so hard to grow. So Brosnan Risk Consultants could help you with that. How about the family? You worry about your family, Brosnan Risk could be there for you. How about your business? How about just like your business, and you want just somebody there just to let the bad guys know, you know what? You got Brosnan Risk Consultants right at your door. No one's going to come near you, in my opinion, right? Brosnan Risk Consultants. Keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and they identify the approaching rise of the rising tide of danger and loss before it destroys what you have worked so hard for. You deserve to have the best. And Brosnan Risk Consultants ain't no, listen, this is the gold standard in investigations and security services. They have been protecting their clients for 25 years, operational in 45 states, 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time. It's what you deserve. It's what your family deserves, your business, all that you work so hard for. Here is the number for an assessment from Brosnan Risk Consultants. 800-590-2180. 800-590-2180. Or go online to brosnanrisk.com. B-R-O-S-N-A-N risk.com.
Health and savings in a bottle. Get your BOGO on Green Tea TX now. Summer is right around the corner. Now is the time to shed that belly fat, boost energy, and hydrate your body. Invite Health's Green Tea TX is a liquid tincture that you add to water or any beverage to turn it into a super drink to fuel your system. Organic, kosher, zero calories, no sugar, and decaffeinated, so no jitters. Provides powerful antioxidants and contains vitamin C to help your skin look and feel its best. Green Tea TX is great for weight loss, fat burning, mood, and immune health. Act now for this limited time buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX Liquid. Shipping is free. Call 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345 or go to invitehealth.com. What are you waiting for? Order now to get your buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX. 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345.
All right, let me tell you about Calandra's Bakery, all right? So they've been going strong for over 60 years. And, you know, I love talking about family-owned businesses, but what better than an Italian family-owned business coming from Newark, New Jersey, born right there in Newark since 1962 with the third generation of Calandra's at the helm. Calandra's Bakery does it the old-fashioned way, 100% natural, no machines, no preservatives, all made by hand with love. All breads are baked fresh daily from the original location in Newark and delivered to local supermarkets like ShopRite and King's, you know. And Calandra's Bakery is community-minded, employing over 200 people at the Newark location, most of whom reside right there in Newark. Calandra's is the official bakery of the New Jersey Devils and the Prudential Center. This is huge. People all over the country come to see the Devils or go to the Pru Center for a concert, and they will have the best of New Jersey and around the country with Calandra's. Besides, one wonderful daily fresh baked breads, by the way. They also have a full line of pastries, pies, cakes, cookies, and much, much more. When I go into Fairfield, I'll go in or I'll go into Calandra's, and I go right to the bread, and sometimes the bread will be coming right out fresh. Remember those days as a kid? That's the way it is at Calandra's. The bread's, it's warm. You could smell the freshly baked bread, not to mention the zeppoli, the sviridel, the cannoli. Ugh. Three New Jersey locations you got to go to, okay? Newark, right off of Bloomfield Avenue. Fairfield, New Jersey. Beautiful new Calandra's right there. And Caldwell, Calandra's Village with a great restaurant. Visit calandrasbakery.com. All bread contains only four ingredients, no preservatives. It's Calandra's, 100% natural, handmade the old-fashioned way.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio with Al, with Joey, with Debbie, and you know, what a show. My goodness gracious, we've been so busy. Kurt Schlichter, the Colonel's going to join us next hour. Liz Peek as well from Fox Biz. Miranda Devine. She got an article, Dems Kangaroo Court Against Donald Trump is Only Backfiring. I can't believe that I'm watching some alternative networks, you know, not with any ratings, but still, they're on the air. And I only see because they say, did you hear what they said on the air? And I'm saying to the person who's playing, you know, the footage of the other network, the video from the other network, I don't want to see what they're saying. But then I get caught up even. I go, did they really say that? It's like they're covering the trial like it's a trial. This is it. And then you hear Hillary. You hear Hillary on the Joe Scarborough show, whatever that show is on MSNBC. And they're saying, they go up against, they talk about, if you reelect Donald Trump, it's a threat to democracy. Stay with me for a minute. They say it's a threat to democracy. It's the worst thing. It's going to be like this dictatorship. That's what they're saying. That's what, do they think we're that dumb? And you and I know it. But are there people that buy that? I guess there are. But Hillary Clinton, you know, listen, I don't dislike her. She's very charming. I'm telling you, don't like to hear me say that. And I rather like Mrs. Clinton, except she should be in an orange jumpsuit in Guantanamo Bay. I'm just saying. She destroyed government documents. She destroyed them. She came up with the Steele dossier in the Oval Office. They came up with a plan with the CIA to take down a political opponent. And she's giving us... Do you see it? I see it. If there's people that don't see it, don't hate them. Don't hate. You got to feel sorry for those people. And it is our job to enlighten them. And I think we could do it with kindness. I really do. It's exhausting. Trust me. But we got to do the little things little by little, step by step. And we got to get this whole big ship that is America and get it back on the right track. And we will. But you know what? You have people. And the reason Hillary talks like that, in my opinion, it's just for power and control. They just want power and control. It's like the global reset. That is a real deal. What's happening in Europe, they're going to just flood Europe with everybody from all over the world, and now they're trying to do the same thing in America. This is a concerted effort just for the elites to make all the money, the power and control to be at the top. And then the rest of us, we're minions. They'll tell us when to use our cars. They'll tell us what we could eat, how we could eat. What they're going to dictate everything, what drugs we should take. And that's where they are leading us. But why would they do that? That's the question. Why would they do that? Power and control. That's all it is. And financially, why would you put these windmills, these wind turbines down the shore? Why? It does not work. They are proven to fail. And it costs so much more to put those up than just to run General Energy and to be energy dominant, like we always talk about. But they're doing it. And it's so weird that they are making headway. So you and I, we are like the hippies of the 1960s. We really are. We are the counterculture. We are the people that believe in America, that believe in one nation under God, that really believe in the folks that really want to do good for America. And we believe that America, we believe in Israel. You know, we are the counterculture, and we've got to fight against this bastion of hate that comes from the mainstream media, that comes from the White House. It's exhausting, but I think we will get there. I feel good about it, you know? That's why I feel good about this rally tomorrow. It's going to be huge. Grace of God, it's all going to be safe and sound. But it's no matter what you are, it's nice to see people excited, as opposed to this guy, Biden, calls himself president. Then he goes on a campaign stop, and there's not even 100 people there. You can't make it up. But we will keep the fight. And yes, I'm going to, on my way down to Wildwood stop at Gold Coast Cadillac. I'll be there early. I want to stay longer, but I want to show respect to Mr. Camastro and our friends at Gold Coast Cadillac. Just dropping in, saying hey, doing some pictures, having some fun, and thanking everybody for supporting Tunnel to Towers down there at Gold Coast Cadillac. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic for you. Debbie taking off for Britain, I say.
By the way, my friend Maria, I saw her yesterday because I got a facial, and she's my esthetician. She is going to the rally with all of her sisters. They're leaving today. They're staying. You know, they've got a whole group going.
Yeah.
So excited. So you'll probably see them.
It's like nothing you've ever seen. It's not like a rock concert. That's great. And it's all good, and it's all fun, and people got to stop. It's just, that's all it is. It's just like a testament of how much we love the country. And it's in Jersey. That's the exciting thing, right? Right?
Love it. Yeah, Wildwood. There you
wow, yeah, it is. Hey, 10 before 9, and Debbie's looking out for you. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to head to the Cross Island northbound, heavy up through Hempstead Turnpike with an accident just cleared. We're seeing big-time delays in the Bronx on the Bruckner westbound by the Bronx River Parkway. An accident delays building quickly over there. Traffic is still moving slowly at the inbound GWB, 40 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln 15, Holland still about 20. Watch for big-time delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes south. By exit 13, it's an accident. Two lanes remain blocked here on the turnpike southbound as you get down past the area of Newark and get into Elizabeth. Traffic moving solely northbound with rubbernecking. 287 northbound slowing down exit 4 to South Plainfield. It's a collision there. And traffic is still slowing down 287 north up at exit 33 into Morris Township with an accident being cleared. Alternate side parking in effect. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Deb. Well, if you want to get around, we want you to try Relief Factor. Spring is here, you know, and it's going to get warm. It's going to get really warm, and you're going to say, gosh, I wish I could get around a little more. Just walking around the block, for crying out loud, right? And Relief Factor is that daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain, 100% drug-free. So I've been taking Relief Factor for years, and when I started, I said, this can't work. I mean, I could feel the pain. I don't like the pain. No pain. I'm one of those guys, you know. I like to hit the weights. I like to be very, very active. And I started taking Relief Factor with the omega-3s and the turmeric, and then I heard resveratrol. It was in Relief Factor as well, which is an antioxidant. And then, I'm telling you, in 5 days, I was out of pain. Isn't that the wildest thing? And out of pain ever since. So I would suggest that you try the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor, which is only $19.95. You have nothing to lose because you get a feel better or your money back guarantee. So you deserve it for yourself to give it a try. By the way, Mother's Day, I'm just saying, you know, you take a picture of Relief Factor, give it to Mom on Sunday. Go, I know you got pain, Mom, but Joe P. is saying we can get you out of pain with this quick start kit from Relief Factor. So give it a try. You have nothing to lose, honestly. 800-4-RELIEF. You could talk to a human. How about that? 800, the number 4, the word relief, or everything you need to know to get you out of pain, and I think to keep you out of pain for $19.95 with a 3-week quick start kit is at relieffactor.com.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, is investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. I had terrific coverage on my last trip when I traveled in Japan. Told you all about it. It was impeccable. And as you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already put you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Bring in your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids, too. Do this. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher when prompted, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching so easy. Again, when you dial #250 and say keyword Mike Gallagher, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Well, I love telling you about products that improve your life. Well, this product that I hold in my hand every time I tell you about LifeVac can save a life. There are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. 5,000 each year. And a child dies every 5 days from choking. And did you know older adults are at increased risk of choking? You know that, right? A lodged food is the main cause. You ever pop a small bite-sized food in your mouth, like peanuts, grapes, popcorn, get stuck like that? But people can overload. It could cause a choking episode. LifeVac is a simple rescue device that can change a life in a choking emergency. I've seen it. I've talked to the kids that have been saved. I've seen the beautiful children saved, the thousands of children that have been saved with this device, with LifeVac. And I've talked to the parents. You know, one kid choking on something at a restaurant, and then there was a dad from another table. He goes, wait a minute. He runs to his car. He gets his LifeVac. Yeah. And he runs back and saves the kid, gets the choking, whatever the kid was choking on, out of his throat, saves the kid's life. I hear these stories. You got to get LifeVac. All right. You got it's LifeVac.net. LifeVac.net. Very easy. You place, you push, you pull, and that's it. You have an elderly person in your home. You got a kid in your home. Keep one in your house. Keep one in your car. Check it out. It is a life-saving device. How do I know? Because I met the people. Arthur Lee saved thousands of lives. Thousands of lives. And it's something that should be in every school. It should be in every restaurant. It should be every workplace. LifeVac, please. By the way, made in America on Long Island. Thank you. FDA registered. It's LifeVac.net. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. Joe, we love you. Regards to Teresa and Joe and everybody at FazTech and DeFazio Industries. Hey, Stephen Parr is Storm Guides meteorologist, host of American Ground Radio, airing Saturdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 970. The Answer. Stephen, what do you got coming up this Saturday on the show, if I may? Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Vice Presidential Apprentice Sweepstakes here for Donald Trump.
Yeah, man.
Who's he going to pick, and how? More importantly, how is he going about picking them? We're going to be talking about that on the show tomorrow. Should be a great show. Plus, you got the American Mamas on. You'll love them.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, they're great. Hey, and weather-wise, we got rain throughout the day. Walk us through the weekend, because we have that big event in Wildwood. Just wondering how the weather is going to be down there.
Yeah, I wanted to double-check with you. What time is that event down there? Because time is very important tomorrow. 5 o'clock. Okay, so here's what we got. We got rain today coming across the area. Nothing too big, not expecting any big thunderstorms or any problems. Nothing like the severe weather they've seen across the rest of the country. It's basically just rain. But it keeps your high temperatures in the mid-50s, so it's a little chilly out there today. Low temperature tomorrow morning, 49, 50 degrees to start the day. We'll see some sunshine, see partly cloudy skies throughout most of the day. High temperatures get up a little bit warmer, close to about 60 degrees. Now, late in the day, I am expecting some rain to start moving back in. You were talking about the event with Donald Trump. There will be some showers probably by the time people are leaving that event. Again, it's just rain, not any severe weather. You know, we can drive in wet weather. That's not a big problem. Yep. And that more rainfall continues into Sunday.
All right. We'll be listening on Saturdays at 5 o'clock, Stephen. And we appreciate it very, very much. Stephen Parr right there. Have a great weekend, my brother.
You too, Joe.
Take care, man. Yeah, so it's going to be a big week. And also, don't forget, inside at Wildwood. It's going to be inside, and so it's going to be a great, great event down there in Wildwood, New Jersey, and Gold Coast Cadillac right before that. Hey, Kurt Schlichter is going to join us. Liz Peek and Miranda Devine coming up. We ain't going nowhere.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State budget for fiscal year 2024-2025 includes $500,000 to review and update the Holocaust curriculum required in public schools. It's taught mostly in English and social studies classes rather than through special events. Proponents say the Holocaust curriculum refresh couldn't come at a more opportune time with anti-Semitic incidents on the rise, including on college campuses. The Anti-Defamation League recently reported a 110% increase nationally last year in such incidents, with a 226% increase in New York. State officials have detailed the package of tax breaks Netflix will receive for building its film studio in Ocean County. The package totals some $150 million in tax breaks for Netflix. The package is predicated on Netflix keeping its Fort Monmouth film studio open for at least 10 years. Governor Murphy has said the tax breaks are justified because of the hundreds of jobs the project will bring to the region. All New York City parks' public bathrooms will now have baby-changing tables. According to officials, the installations of the tables are 3 years ahead of a legislative deadline, which now makes parks more accessible. There are 600 new changing tables. Changing tables were installed in men's, women's, and all-gender facilities. In sports, Rangers over the Hurricanes 3-2 in overtime of Game 3 of their playoff run. Astros beat the Yankees 4-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo.